Hello and welcome to Panel Talk. I'm your host, Jordan, and I am with Kayla and Emily today, as always.
Hello.
So,
Good morning, Vietnam!
And we have a special guest with us today, Trevor Montgomery.
Yay! Hello.
Kayla, I think you should introduce him because you know him the most.
Yes. So, yes, everyone, this is my super long-known friend, Trevor. We've known each other since we were kids, we've had quite a history. He's basically my little brother, and he is amazing, and I love him so much, and that's why we have him on the show, because he is amazing in artistic ways. He is a ballet dancer, right, Trevor?
Yes, I am. 6 years going.
Wow. Yeah. Trust me when I tell you he's amazing. I've seen him do Nutcracker a bunch of times.
Oh, wow.
Other little solos. He is incredible. So we are here to talk about him today and to celebrate his amazing work as a dancer, which is also a form of art and creativity. So let's get down to it. Who has the first one?
All right, Trevor. What prompted you to do ballet?
So when I was like really little, my mom saw me dancing in the living room and she signed me up for classes, and immediately I was like, oh, I love this. And so like every Saturday, I would go in for maybe an hour, and now it's progressed to maybe an 8-hour day of straight dancing, just nothing else but dancing.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. It's definitely been a journey.
That's so cool. That's dedication right there.
Yeah, really.
It's inspiring, honestly.
Yeah.
Kayla mentioned your performances in the Nutcracker. Which character were you? First question, and second question, like, what has been thus far your most favorite routine or dance or like character to play in a performance? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been on a lot of roles. I've kind of worked my way up to, my favorite role in the Nutcracker, which was the Nutcracker or the Prince. So kind of like the main guy, in that performance, which was, really nice. And that is also, something that I'm proud of to have been able to do, which is why it became my favorite, because it did take time and it took, you know, work to get there. But yeah, I've been like, I don't know, I've been like the Russian character. I've been like the party parent, because there's like a party scene at the beginning. So yeah, it's just a bunch of different things.
So I bet you memorized the whole entire Nutcracker from front.
Yeah. One man Nutcracker.
Yeah.
That's like so cool, because I know from just personally knowing you, like, it did take a really long time to get to that. And I, like you said, like, I'm sure you feel super proud of yourself for getting to that level where you could be literally cast as the main role, like the Nutcracker in the Nutcracker, which is crazy. So I just have a question, like, I don't know, what is it that keeps you going with dancing? Like, what would you say, like you said, you work like 8 hours a day dancing. Like, I'm sure that gets physically exhausting and tiring, but you just like get back up and you get right to it. So I don't know, I guess what's the secret? What drives you to continue dancing?
I would have to say performances, just being on stage. There's a feeling on stage that's just not like any other, you know. Some people are like roller coaster people, and that's where they get their thrill. Stage and an audience and the lights and music is just, the environment is just what keeps me going. And the idea of getting there or working towards that is big. So that's a big thing for me.
That's so cool.
As a motive to keep going.
That's so sweet. Cool. Yeah, that's like so cool. I just have so much admiration for that, because like not many people know or like have a passion like that. And the fact that you have yours already established and you've already made so much progress and you're what are you like 19 years old already? Only?
Yeah, 19.
So only 19 and you've been a lead in the Nutcracker and you already committed to 8 hours of dancing like every day. It's like amazing. It's so inspiring. And I'm sure to other young people in our audience too, you can see like if you have that passion, you can do it. You can really go for it and nothing can hold you back. Even 8 hours of physically exhausting dance practice.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I have a question. So who is your greatest inspiration?
So my first inspiration was Mikhail Baryshnikov. Yeah. He is probably one of the most known male dancers in the dancing community or even outside of the dancing community. And he was like, I don't know. He came from like absolutely nothing and like built his career from his passion. And it was inspiring to see how much work he didn't care about doing to just do what he loved every day. And to the point of he didn't even care if he got paid. Like I love that. And it's a beautiful sentiment of like my passion is worth everything, but then nothing at all, if that makes any sense.
It makes
like
sense.
I don't have to be paid to like
the work is
do
its
what
own.
I love.
Yeah. Yes,
absolutely.
That's
that
awesome.
Sounds like that really you summed it up perfectly. Anybody else have any more questions?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. This is an important question that we ask every single one of our, what is it? Our visitors, our guests. We ask them, what would you like to tell our young listeners out there?
I would like to tell them that if they have a passion, whether that's dance or music or theater or writing or singing or anything, that they shouldn't listen to people who are like, oh, you can't do that, or oh, you'll never be good enough to do that. Just keep practicing, keep doing what you love, because eventually you will see progress and you will see your vision of what you want your life to be like straight out in front of you, and it'll be a aha moment. And I feel like the work, yeah, it may be hard, but like just keep going, keep pushing, because it'll get you to where you want to be.
Nice. Awesome.
And I actually do have a question sort of related to that. You know, people telling you to stop or like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. I just want to know, I mean, I kind of know this already, but for our listeners, I want to ask, as a male who does ballet, I'm sure you've gotten like some kind of like criticism and people telling you that's weird, you shouldn't be doing that, like why, that's a girl's thing, you know. So how have you handled that kind of criticism, and how have you been able to pretty much just ignore that or overcome whatever doubts you had in yourself and just get to the point where you are today?
Yeah, so actually I was bullied a lot when I was younger. I've only been dancing for 6 years, but I started when I was really young. And which kind of doesn't make sense,
yeah.
But I actually quit because of the bullying. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore, because then I won't get bullied anymore, mm-hmm. for being a ballet dancer and a guy. Mm-hmm. So, and then eventually after 3 very, very long years of not dancing, I realized, no, I'm going to get back into dance. And then that's when I really started to push myself and get better. And I like increased my workload, maybe triple the amount to try to get to where we have to be at that age. Cause I missed so many years of like base training that I had to like, I don't know, I had to speed through all of that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool that you were able
Don't let the haters bring you down.
Exactly. And that's crazy.
You got to follow your soul.
Yeah. I mean, it's really crazy how you literally like quit. Like you actually like reached that point where you're like, no. But then you're like, no, screw that. Like, why am I just sitting here? No, I love to do this, so I'm going to do it. Like, screw the haters. So that's cool. It just goes to show you can really get. Yeah. You can really get into like a dark space where you're like, damn, I really just want to quit. But there's always the possibility of getting out of that space and getting to where you want to be as you.
That's the whole point of this podcast to begin with, is that, you know, we're trying to encourage, you know, especially as particularly for this younger generation, and, you know, social media is like in and of itself, just such a dark presence. You know, we're trying to be, you know, the light in that presence. You know, we're trying to keep kids from reaching that dark place, you know, follow your passion and do what you want, and you will wind up in a better place than when you started.
Yeah. And social media, it just like brings you down. Like, I'm not saying it's not good. I'm saying how it promotes like toxic masculinity, all like this bad stuff that we don't need in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, bullying is so much more prevalent, like now more than ever.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Because there's it's easier to hide now.
Exactly.
Because you can put a fake profile and a fake name and nobody will know who you are. But like, yeah, it's definitely more prominent now.
Yeah, it's definitely a risk to like to go against that and do what you love, and you know, despite what people criticize about it, people have to say about it. But in the end, it's honestly a lot more rewarding. The reward is bigger than just hiding behind a profile or whatever and just doing something to fit in. But really, you know, you want to do something else. So let that be a lesson.
I think it's a good lesson, as Emily said, to our listeners to step out from that and to just show yourself your authentic self.
Persevere. Because at the end of the day, when you do what you love and you succeed at that, despite what people say, it really like, you know, it kind of sticks it to the haters, you know, it kind of shows them, you know, it's like, ha ha, you were criticizing me, but look at where I am now. I'm huge and successful in what I want to do. So it's like, it's the perfect revenge, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Success is the best revenge.
Yep.
You need to make that a quote now, like put it on t-shirts.
All right.
I would buy that. Make some money off of it.
Yep. Money's cool too. Trevor, do you have any like upcoming performances or like projects you're working on that you're excited about? I'm just curious.
Yes, I actually have two performances coming up. We are rehearsing for both of them simultaneously, and they're back to back from each other. So we have our senior choreo dance that every first year and sophomore is a part of. So the seniors will choreograph a piece. It's for our class and it's for a grade. Mm-hmm. And then that will be put on stage so that we can see what they have come up with over the past 4 years of being a student here at Butler. And then the faculty has chosen a cast from all the students in the Butler Ballet program or in the dance program. And we put on what's called a midwinter performance, because we also have a spring ballet this semester, but much later. Mm-hmm. So we're rehearsing for those two shows, the senior choreo and midwinter right now.
That sounds so awesome. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very long rehearsals. I've had a 3-hour, 4-hour rehearsal, so it's been long, but it's a blast. I can't ask for anything else.
Plus, I bet there's like a sense of like community there, because I know when I do plays and stuff, when you're with a group of people that are like you, it's so much fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With such a physically daunting activity, like in what ways do you and the other performers like support each other? If one of you injures your toe, does like another one come in with like a bag of ice to help out with that?
Yeah, they'll come in with a bag of ice, and then there's always someone to, like, fill in for you if you need it, if it comes to that. So it's definitely, there's definitely a family sense here. We all take care of each other.
That's sweet.
Absolutely.
That's really sweet.
I know that's what it's like in, like, other stuff and, like, other, like, activities and everything. How it's always nice to have, like, a sense of family outside of, like, your own family.
Absolutely. Camaraderie, like, amongst, like, creatives.
Yeah. I know that now that us and Panel Talk have a more, like, a camaraderie now. I feel like we all just, like, clicked when we all first met.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the three of us, we have a good thing going. And then we invite more people, our Panel Talk guests, to become a part
of the Panel Talk. To join our crew, as we call it, the KCC crew.
Yep, KCC, Comic Con, for those of you who just need a reminder. And it's, you know, I think it's funny too, because people who, you know, hate on the arts and, like, think that the arts aren't serious or whatever, like, ballet particularly isn't, like, a serious type, like, oh, that's, like, so girly, like, oh, ooh, ballet. But we've, I mean, mentioned this plenty of times. It is a lot of work, you know, your 3-4 hour rehearsals, your 8 hour days, like, it is a lot. So, you know, it just goes to show that on the surface, to some people, it may seem, oh, that's not even that big of a deal. But then in reality, it is, like, something you really can appreciate. And
it's honestly really inspiring what you do, because I don't think I could ever do something like that.
Me either. Like, the amount of strength.
It does take, like, genuine effort.
And is there any way that our, anywhere that we can find videos of you dancing that our viewers and we can watch?
There is, there's the Butler Ballet, Instagram. They have a lot of live stream things, and you can find out a lot of the virtual performances this year. And then also, if you search my name and the letters YAGP, I come up on YouTube. So just one video, but yeah. So,
sounds great.
You can watch it. It's not that great, but, you know.
Oh, stop.
Nah, don't bring yourself down. It's probably amazing.
Trust me, guys. It's amazing. If you go out and watch it, you will be blown away. This kid is talented.
I will watch it. Everyone, watch it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think we've had a really good talk today, Trevor. I mean, unless you guys it's been a long day. Unless you guys have any more questions, Trevor, I really appreciate you coming on, and it's really good to see you again. I hope we can see each other.
Good to see you too.
I know.
All right, we would like to thank all our viewers for listening, and that really doesn't make sense, but our listeners for listening. Stay tuned for more.
No, listen to viewing. I like that.
I should keep that.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, listeners.
Thank you, everyone. Tune in next time.
Woo!